Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the intricate dynamics of how things spread in The Rules of Contagion by Adam Kucharski. This enlightening journey explores beyond the mere transmission of viruses, drawing fascinating parallels between the spread of diseases, financial crashes, viral content on social media, and even patterns of gun violence. Kucharski, an adept mathematician and associate professor at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, utilizes his expertise to unravel the complex rules governing the contagion phenomenon in various facets of life. With a talent recognized by the Wellcome Trust Science Writing Prize and contributions to prestigious publications like Scientific American and the Financial Times, Kucharski stands uniquely qualified to illuminate this subject for a broad audience. His analysis is not just timely for understanding global health crises such as the coronavirus pandemic, but also offers valuable insights for those fascinated by the mechanisms of idea propagation and the mathematical underpinnings of societal trends. Whether you are a math enthusiast, someone intrigued by the viral spread of concepts, or simply striving for a deeper comprehension of how interconnected our world can be, The Rules of Contagion provides a compelling narrative that can reshape your understanding of the ebbs and flows of influence and infection. Join us as we explore how these rules can offer a predictive lens to view our complex world, one pattern at a time. The Rules of Contagion: Why Things Spread and Why They Stop. Introduction. Unlocking the mysteries of how things spread. Imagine a world where understanding the invisible threads that connect our lives could prevent a pandemic, halt the spread of misinformation, and even reduce gun violence. Sounds compelling, doesn't it? This is the rich tapestry that Adam Kucharski weaves in The Rules of Contagion. Although the text predates our current global crisis with COVID-19, it provides invaluable insights into the patterns and behaviors of contagions of all kinds, from the viral to the virtual. Kucharski isn't just talking about the biological spread of nasty bugs like Zika and Ebola. He's unearthing a set of universal rules that govern the transmission of everything. Yes, everything. When we think about something going viral, we often envisage viral videos or social media trends. But this notion of virality extends far beyond internet memes. Let's take a peek at how these contagious principles have profound implications across diverse fields, shaping not just health, but our entire society. We'll delve into the fascinating crossover between disease management and sociology, scrutinize the mishaps of misinterpreted data in finance, and explore strategies to mitigate real-world contagions affecting public health and safety. As we progress through this narrative, take note of these three key learnings. 1. Discover the surprising link between malaria research and social study advancements. 2. Gain an understanding of how erroneous correlations contributed to a catastrophic financial meltdown. 3. Learn how the guiding principles of contagion are instrumental in efforts to diminish gun-related violence. Prepare to embark on an intellectual journey through the landscape of contagions, armed with the curiosity to unravel how the invisible becomes unstoppable and where knowledge is power in controlling the uncontrollable. Part 1: The Mathematical Breakthrough in Understanding Disease Spread. We stand atop the shoulders of giants, equipped with vaccines and clean water, defending humanity against the onslaught of diseases that once ravaged civilizations. The battle against ailments like malaria, smallpox, and measles is being won, thanks to the concerted efforts of the past blending with the brilliance of modern science. The unsung heroes in this saga? Mathematical models, vessels that transport us from chaos to understanding in the realm of contagions. Let's delve into the groundbreaking shift that occurred when mathematics married medicine, transforming our approach to predicting and controlling the spread of infectious diseases. The story begins with a pioneering surgeon who had an epiphany about mosquitoes and ends with a mathematical model that remains a cornerstone in epidemiology. The crux of our tale lies in the profound impact of math and modeling on how we grasp the ebb and flow of contagions. A British surgeon named Ronald Ross found himself in 19th century India, surrounded by the incessant hum of mosquitoes breeding in stagnant waters. Provoked by curiosity and determination, Ross embarked on a journey to decipher the cryptic relationship between these pesky insects and the scourge of malaria. Fast forward to a decisive sabbatical in London, and Ross encounters Dr. Patrick Manson, whose revelations about parasites in mosquitoes offered Ross the missing puzzle piece to his theory on malaria transmission. A groundbreaking experiment involving birds would soon cement Ross's reputation. By demonstrating that mosquitoes were not just nuisances but vectors of malaria, Ross opened a new frontier in understanding infectious diseases. But Ross wasn't content with just unmasking the carriers of disease. He aspired to craft strategies to quell their spread. In the pages of his seminal work, The Prevention of Malaria, Ross unfurled his mathematical models, revealing how the delicate dance between the rates of infection and recovery could determine the fate of a disease. He proved, with unassailable logic, that tipping the balance in favor of recovery could eventually eradicate an infection from a population. Consider this. Approximately 48,000 mosquitoes were required to trigger one new human case of malaria. Hence, targeting the breeding grounds, stagnant waters where mosquitoes flourished, would dramatically slash the number of new infections. Ross's early foray into the analytical dissection of contagion opened our eyes to a novel methodology, one where numbers and equations would become as essential to public health as the very medicines administered to those in need. Thanks to the ingenuity of this early mathematical approach, today's epidemiologists carry a torch that illuminates the path to disease prevention. Ross's legacy is one of insight and innovation, a turning point in the annals of medicine that forever altered our view of how to combat infectious diseases. Part 2: From Viruses to Trends. How contagion models shape our understanding of spread. It's not just deadly viruses like Ebola, Zika, or HIV that fall under the scrutinizing gaze of researchers wielding powerful models. What started with Ronald Ross's revolutionary insights has blossomed into a universal tool for understanding spread, known as the SIR model. This ingenious framework tracks the transition of individuals through three stages: susceptible, infectious, and recovered. It's the backbone of epidemiology, a compass that guides us through the tumultuous seas of disease, outbreaks to a vital destination, herd immunity. But what if I told you that the influence of this model extends far beyond the microscopic invaders in our bodies? Prepare to be amazed, because the echoes of the SIR model resound through the vast expanses of human activity. The basic principles that govern the life cycle of a virus are just as adept at capturing the essence of how fads ignite, firestorms, and ideas take flight, transforming societies. Our perception begins to change when we apply the lens of scientific models to everyday occurrences. Ronald Ross was a visionary, not only in fighting malaria, but also in positing a broader theory of happenings. These are events in our lives which either stand alone or weave together in a chain reaction of influence. Picture two scenarios: a solitary tumble down the stairs, likely an independent happening, versus the wildfire spread of a gourmet trend or a tech gadget, definitely a dependent happening. Looking at these two occurrences, independent happenings keep the risk level static for everyone, year after year, while dependent happenings have the potential to sweep through populations like a contagion. This subtle yet significant distinction sheds light on how dependent events can follow an eerily familiar path, often resembling an S-shaped curve that mirrors the pattern of infectious diseases. In the swirl of society, these models offer clarity. Sociologist Everett Rogers marveled at the relevance of Ross's models for interpreting social phenomena. Echoing the patterns of biological contagion, the spread of new ideas and innovations eventually finds a ceiling. This occurs as the pool of the uninformed dwindles, and the surge of popularity taps out when it struggles to find fresh minds yet to be captivated by the novelty. What these models teach us is transformational. Contagion is not just a medical narrative, but a fundamental pattern embedded in the very fabric of our existence. The journey of an idea, the virality of a video clip, or the domino effect in financial markets, they all dance to the rhythm of contagion. And as we harness the power of these models, we unlock a world where predicting and influencing the spread of everything from information to innovation becomes as precise as charting the course of a storm. Part 3. Financial Markets, Not Immune to Contagion. We're all too familiar with the alarm and distress caused by health crises, but what about financial turmoils? The waves of panic that sweep over markets can be as devastating as any physical ailment. It turns out the principles of contagion we've come to know in the realm of medicine are just as applicable to the seemingly distant world of finance. The term financial contagion may conjure images of an economic malaise, intangible yet palpable. And indeed, during the financial chaos of 2008, the concept of contagion leapt off the pages of epidemiological texts and firmly implanted itself into the lexicon of finance. Here's something to contemplate. The trading of collateralized debt obligations, known as CDOs, became the trend du jour among those navigating the financial seas. Promising low risk for a potentially high return, these intricate financial instruments bundled various loans, including the mortgage kind, with investors reaping a share of the repayments. It became a fad, luring countless to invest, enticed by the glittering promise of wealth. Now, this viral spread of CDO investments across the financial marketplace mirrored the infectious spread of a virus within a population. Credit expert Janet Tavakoli likened the phenomena to a highly infectious thought virus that had found fertile ground in the minds of market players. But lurking beneath the allure of CDOs was an impending crisis. The continuous rise in housing prices, which had previously buoyed the perception of low risk, was the Achilles heel. The slip in property values revealed an uncomfortable truth. The ostensibly secure CDOs held within them a risk that was exponentially higher than anyone had accounted for. Suddenly, investments once considered sound were anything but. When reality struck, it did so with the ferocity of a contagion reaching its peak. The revelation that CDOs were built on a foundation of sand sent shockwaves through the financial ecosystem. Renowned institutions like Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns found themselves in the throes of this financial pandemic, and the collapse ensued, leaving behind a trail of corporate casualties and vanished fortunes. The striking lesson we glean from these financial implosions, from the tulip mania of the 17th century to the dot-com bubble, is the unmistakable pattern they share with biological contagions. Ideas about wealth and investment proliferate with vigor and are eagerly embraced, fueling frenzies that spiral upward until, inevitably, reality checkmates the unsustainable growth and the entire construct tumbles. The wisdom embedded in contagion models extends its hand to finance, teaching us that the unchecked propagation of financial products, trends, and ideas can lead to systemic crises. Like the spread of a virus, an inflection point is reached where growth becomes untenable and the inevitable decline sets in. It's a stark reminder that economies, much like our bodies, are not immune to the laws of contagion. Part 4. Criminology Meets Epidemiology: Violence as a Contagious Disease. To most of us, the idea that criminal behavior could spread in a manner akin to infectious diseases might seem far-fetched. Yet, when we look at the statistics, a surprising pattern emerges, drawing a startling correlation between the spread of violence and the transmission of diseases. With each statistic, we uncover more of this hidden connection. Consider the intriguing concept that crime, particularly violence, doesn't simply occur in isolation. It propagates, like ripples expanding on the surface of a pond after a stone is cast. Epidemiological tools often used to track the path of contagious illnesses reveal a similar trajectory when applied to acts of violence. This revelation first came to light in the mid-19th century, thanks to Dr. John Snow, who cleverly used a map to trace a cholera outbreak back to a shared water source. Since then, maps have become a critical asset in the epidemiologist's arsenal. Fast forward to contemporary times, where Dr. Gary Slutkin discovered an uncanny resemblance between cholera spread maps and the patterns of homicides in U.S. cities. Similar to the way infectious diseases claim territories, acts of violence often cluster, then ripple outward, marking their territory. On the streets of Chicago, sociologist Andrew Papachristos unearthed a disturbingly precise statistic. For every 100 individuals shot, 63 subsequent shootings were likely to occur, a phenomenon he described as contagion. With gun violence exhibiting a reproduction number of 0.63, it falls within a quantifiable range that is characteristic of infectious contagions, though less than the R values of Ebola or pandemic flu. Despite gun violence not reaching the contagion levels of devastating diseases like smallpox, the manner in which we can approach it has transformative potential. It hints at the possibility of applying disease control strategies to curb the transmission of violent behavior. Dr. Slutkin's work gave birth to this approach with Cure Violence, an organization pioneering the treatment of violence as a contagion. Their violence interrupters venture into high-risk neighborhoods, much like healthcare workers stepping into epidemic hot zones, aiming to halt the cycle of aggression with conflict mediation and support. The success stories are compelling. In districts like Chicago's West Garfield Park, the numbers speak volumes. A staggering 2/3 reduction in shootings due to Cure Violence's intervention. Such outcomes herald a new epoch where the principles of disease control could forge novel pathways in crime prevention. As the boundaries between disciplines blur, the fight against violence adopts a public health perspective, treating every bullet, every act of aggression, as a potential outbreak to be contained and neutralized. Part 5. Going Viral: How the Digital World Champions the Spread of Ideas. While epidemiologists wage battles against time and patchy data to forecast and control the spread of diseases, there's one landscape where ample data flows freely and swiftly: the boundless realm of the internet. Here, ideas and memes spring to life, surging through networks with the fervor of a contagion, unrestrained and wildly unpredictable. But what propels an idea to viral fame? How do certain phrases, images, or videos break through the noise and capture the collective consciousness? Let's explore the digital ecosystem where the concepts of virality are as robust and discernible as the transmission rates of the flu. The beacon of this phenomenon is none other than Jonah Peretti, a man who unwittingly stumbled into viral fame and subsequently harnessed it to shape the digital media landscape. Think back to 2001, when Peretti, then a graduate student, found himself locking horns with Nike over a customized sneaker order that hit a nerve. His cheeky request for Sweatshop to grace his shoes was met with corporate resistance, sparking an email exchange that would spiral into viral territory. The resulting publicity blitz shone a spotlight on Peretti as a master of contagion, though not of the physiological kind. Armed with the knowledge that the digital arena provided fertile ground for ideas to proliferate, Peretti embarked on a mission to craft contagious online content. As the visionary behind BuzzFeed and a key player in the founding of the Huffington Post, he delved into the analytics of virality, applying the same mathematical principles that predict the spread of diseases to the realm of internet memes. Peretti's approach leans heavily on the reproduction number, or R, the average number of new cases spawned by a single case. It's a figure as crucial to marketers as it is to public health officials. By understanding the R value for a piece of content, you can predict the likely impact of a marketing campaign or gauge the infectiousness of a tweet. Let's unravel the numbers. Suppose a virus with an R of 0.8 emerges. This value suggests we should expect average outbreak clusters of around 5 cases. Now apply that same logic to the digital sphere. a tweet that garners 130 retweets but only triggers 4 bursts of activity, with an average of 1.04 retweets per cluster, has an R of a mere 0.04. Underwhelming, to say the least. Peretti, the digital world epidemiologist, utilizes these metrics to assess the virulence of online content. By doing so, he architects the spread of media with a level of precision and predictability that transforms the art of going viral into a near-exact science. In this ever-connected age, the rules of contagion transcend the physical barriers, effortlessly jumping between the world of atoms and the world of bits, binding together the spread of viral diseases and viral ideas under a shared, universal thread of understanding. The science of virality, whether in the echo chambers of social media or the corridors of a hospital, illustrates the fascinating interplay between mathematics, behavior, and the unstoppable flow of information. Part 6. The elusive nature of viral content and the myth of influencer dominance. In the digital labyrinth of Twitter feeds and social media streams, it feels as if viral sensations are around every corner. The reality, however, is starkly different. Scroll through your Twitter timeline and you'll find that the vast majority, a whopping 95% of tweets, fail to ripple beyond the confines of their creators. True viral spread, the kind that circles the globe, is an anomaly, not the norm. The tangled web of virality has captured the attention of digital gurus like Jonah Peretti, as well as research powerhouses at Microsoft and Facebook. These curious minds delve into the vital questions. What catalyzes an online snippet to become an unstoppable wave, spreading from screen to screen, node to node? It appears that there's a resemblance between the spread of memes and the spread of microbes. Take the flu, a wily adversary that defies the same vaccine twice by mutating and presenting a new puzzle each year. Our digital culture is witness to a similar phenomenon. Memes morph, alter, and evolve, their infectiousness amplifying with each transformation. The narrative of a viral sensation is often woven with tweaks, a shift in phrasing, a new context, a twist on a cat meme, trivial alterations that compound into a cascade of clicks and shares. On Facebook, adding the simple phrase "post if you agree" to a statement about healthcare affordability doubled its likelihood of being shared. And what about the much-touted influencers, deities of the digital domain? Surprisingly, their divine touch is not as potent as you might think. In-depth studies on the impact of these super spreaders suggest that their ability to trigger widespread virality is overstated. A celebrity with a legion of fans can share content, but there's no magic formula ensuring it will ignite the collective imagination. Peretti himself punctures the myth of influencer omnipotence with a down-to-earth analogy. A viral titan on the internet, he notes, might infect 11 others as opposed to a mere 2, far from the mass contagion one might expect. Researchers poring over troves of popular tweets have yet to conclude what universally makes content spread like wildfire. It suggests that the ingredients for virality, much like the myriad factors influencing pandemics, are complex and elusive. As we navigate the nebulous dynamics of virality online, we're reminded that the essence of contagion, whether in the digital or biological sphere, remains a puzzle. A captivating mix of context, adaptability, and sheer serendipity dictate the rise and fall of the next big thing. And despite the ready data and the high speed of the internet, accurately foretelling what content will soar in popularity across the social landscape continues to be a formidable challenge. Part 7. Navigating the balance between technological insights and privacy in fighting contagions. In a world where technology increasingly intertwines with our daily lives, it presents itself as a double-edged sword, especially in understanding and managing the spread of contagions. While technology abounds with capabilities to shed light on patterns of transmission and behavior, it's not without its caveats. Social media, the global digital town square, is not just an amplifier of messages, but also a fertile ground for the proliferation of inaccuracies. The speed at which untruths can circle the globe is matched only by our heartbeats, painting an intricate picture of how social contagions can be as potent and perilous as biological ones. Organizations such as Cure Violence leverage the analytical prowess of technology to combat crime epidemics. Yet, there looms the shadow of historical bias, with data mined from past trends potentially perpetuating long-standing racial prejudices in community policing. It is a reminder that, while technology can point us forward, we must tread cautiously to ensure the solutions we create do not echo the inequalities of yesterday. In the health domain, despite the marvels of modern science allowing us to unravel the genetic tapestries of diseases like the Ebola virus, these revelations often come in the aftermath as a postmortem of tragedy rather than a preemptive strike. Nevertheless, our capacity to collect, analyze, and utilize real-time data from tech giants like Google and Facebook carries untapped promise for outbreak management. This leads us to a pressing philosophical and ethical inquiry. What are the limits of using such data? The debate flares when personal information, capillaries of individual privacy, risks becoming a torrent for commercial and political exploitation, as exemplified by the infamous case involving Cambridge Analytica. In contrast to these concerns stands the author's experience with a study alongside the BBC, where citizens knowingly and willfully partook in an experiment, the Contagion Program, sharing data via an app to fuel research on contagion patterns. The success of such an endeavor hinged on transparency and consent. Participants engaged with clear knowledge of the data's intent, enabling a collective leap forward in our understanding of contagions. Therein lies the crux of technology's role in tracking and combating contagions. Its power for remarkable good is hedged by the imperative of transparency and trust. Only when individuals grasp the exact nature of their data's use, free from obscurity and shadow, can we truly harness technology's potential in service of the common good. It calls for a delicate balance, a symphony of innovation attuned to the respect for privacy, to ensure that the tools we wield to defend human health and safety do not, in turn, compromise the very freedoms we cherish. Final summary. Contagion is a concept that weaves its way through history, revealing a tapestry where the spread of diseases, ideas, financial crises, and even social behaviors are interconnected, each following a set of shared principles. The journey from understanding malaria transmission to interpreting today's digital virality and urban violence patterns reflects our evolving grasp of these fundamental rules. The insight that Ronald Ross provided over a century ago has branched out into a myriad of applications. We now recognize that viral ideas permeate society, much like pathogens slip through populations. This understanding has profound implications for public health, economics, and the digital spaces we occupy. But with this knowledge comes the challenge of gathering and interpreting data. Epidemiologists and researchers often find themselves racing against time, piecing together information while striving to outpace the next outbreak. The advent of technology offers a glimmer of hope, the potential to tap into vast data reserves that, if collected ethically, could provide real-time insights into the spread of future contagions. As we stand at the crossroads of big data and ethical practices, it is imperative to approach this potential with transparency and respect for privacy. The promise of harnessing these digital tools in the fight against various contagions is tantalizing, yet our actions must be as responsible as they are innovative. So we find ourselves with a new understanding that the essence of contagion, be it biological, social, or virtual, is bound by universal laws, and the key to unlocking its mysteries lies in our collective, conscientious endeavor to study it under the bright light of ethical scrutiny. With responsible application, these insights may one day put us a step ahead, changing how we respond to the inevitable spread of everything in our hyper-connected world. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.